My guest at this time is former House Intelligence Committee Chairman Pete Hoekstra. He is now the Shulman Senior Fellow at the Investigative Project on Terrorism and is the author of Architects of Disaster, The Destruction of Libya. He joins me now to react to the Obama administration's efforts to rally the world at the nuclear summit this week against ISIS and discuss what he thinks the priorities ought to be. And, Mr. Chairman, it's always good to have you with us. Thanks for your time tonight.
Well, thank you. Good to be with you.
You and your colleague at the Investigative Project, Steve Emerson, wrote a piece for FoxNews.com that suggests not only are we not making a real big dent in ISIS, we're on the brink of potentially seeing a lot more ISIS growth and devastation from Africa to destabilizing some of the more stable regimes in the Middle East and beyond. What leads you to believe we're on the brink of things getting substantially worse?
Well, what leads us to the brink of that, and that really frightening conclusion, is what's happened over the last decade. From 2006 to 2011, there were roughly 3,300 people who were losing their lives each year as a result of radical jihadist attacks. By 2014, 2015, that number has grown to roughly 28,000-29,000 people per year. And so that's one. The numbers don't lie. We're losing this war. The second thing is we've seen this development of, you know, caliphates, where a terrorist organization is actually controlling a fairly large piece of geography. In the Middle East, they control the geography of large parts of Syria and Iraq, and in northern Africa, they control a large part of Libya. And they're using these bases to expand their reach into the Middle East, into northern Africa. But more frightening is they're also using these locations to plan, prepare, and train and export jihadist ideology and fighters and weapons into Western Europe.
As you well know, sir, President Obama says that there's a couple of things that the United States is doing, many things, actually, to try and disrupt ISIS. He says, first of all, we have a relentless air campaign and that we're also stepping up intelligence sharing efforts with our friends around the world. Before we get into whether or not that's enough as a strategy, how well are we really doing those things?
Well, I think, again, the numbers don't lie. We're not doing very well. You've got, Europe continues to be flooded with people in these regions who are saying, we want to get out because it's not safe. So the people in the region are not demonstrating any confidence that anytime soon will they be able to return to their homes and their cities and live in an area that is free from the threat from radical jihadists. So that's probably the most important signal that says people in the region don't have the kind of confidence in the West and others to confront and defeat ISIS, so they're leaving.
Sir, what do we need to do? What else should this administration be pursuing? What should we be pursuing unilaterally or with our allies that would be making a far bigger difference?
Well, what we ought to be doing is, number one, we need to recognize the threat for what it is. It's radical jihadism. We need to put a full military force. This is not a relentless military campaign against ISIS in Syria and Iraq. It's a half-hearted effort to confront a very, very deadly threat. We need to empower people in the region. We've never given the Kurds the weapons that they need to protect themselves and to go on the offensive versus ISIS. We've not equipped the Sunni tribes in Iraq to go after ISIS. But most importantly, we just need to recognize the threat. This is an administration that has embraced the radical jihadist movement, at least front groups for them. They embrace the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. They embrace the Muslim Brotherhood in Libya, in both cases with disastrous results. They have embraced radical jihadist groups to overthrow the regime of Bashar Assad in Syria, again, with disastrous results. We need to confront this enemy and recognize that the Muslim Brotherhood is the organization that all of these other organizations come from. It's kind of like the breeding ground for all of these other organizations. And believing that you can engage with radical jihadist groups like the Muslim Brotherhood and that they will then change their behavior is very much a flawed strategy.
Congressman, the president's made a number of comments in the wake of the Brussels attack that occurred last week. And while he was in Argentina, he said that while it's obviously horrific and absolutely evil what these people are doing, he says it's important to remember it's not an existential threat to the United States. Is that an important distinction to keep in mind right now?
I don't think it's a distinction. I think it is an existential threat. It may not be an existential threat to the United States today, but those are the same kinds of things that the people in Europe were saying 10, 15 years ago. This is not an existential threat to Western Europe and our way of life. And there's a lot of people in Europe right now who are believing it is an existential threat to their way of life. And, you know, we're headed down the same path that Europe is if we don't change our behaviors and our strategy relatively soon.
What do you make of how the remaining presidential candidates are addressing this?
Well, I mean, I think you've got Donald Trump that you're not sure exactly what's going to happen. I think Ted Cruz clearly sees radical jihadism as a threat, but I'm not sure that he's got the depth and the background to really, at this point, articulate an effective strategy. John Kasich, and I am supporting John. I think John's got the depth of background and the experience, and he recognizes the threat. I think he's most prepared to deal with the threat that is out there on day one. You've got Hillary Clinton, who's the architect of engaging with the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, and in many ways I think would continue the same policies and strategies that this president has in place. And the one thing we can't have is we can't have another four more years of this strategy if we want to protect America.
Well, to read more from Chairman Hoekstra as well as Steve Emerson on the emerging threats that ISIS poses as well as the existing ones, head to foxnews.com for that opinion piece. Sir, thank you very much for your time with us today. We appreciate it.
Always good to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Former Michigan Congressman, former House Intelligence Chairman Pete Hoekstra. He's now the Shulman Senior Fellow at the Investigative Project on Terrorism and is the author of Architects of Disaster, The Destruction of Libya. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.